going to start this session with a discussion paper from Peter McGuire on homes and housing. Peter works with the homeless and is very well aware of the needs of such people. He is from our North Antrim branch of the Workers' Party. So I'd like Peter to start off. Thanks, Peter.
Good morning, comrades. Can you hear that okay? Yeah, that's okay. This is a topic of particular interest to myself as I work with homeless people in Ballymena, North Antrim. Homes and housing. At best, housing in Northern Ireland is dysfunctional. At worst, we are in a housing crisis. These are the words of Jim Dennison, director of the Chartered Institute of Housing in Northern Ireland. The right to a home is a basic human right. Unfortunately, it is a right increasingly denied to a growing number of people in Northern Ireland. The latest figures from the Northern Ireland Housing Executive indicate that 40,000 applicants are now on the housing list. And of these, 20,000 are deemed to be in housing stress. According to the figures in the Homeless Strategy, Northern Ireland Executive 2012-17, 10,443 households are classified as homeless in Northern Ireland, up 2,000 from the previous 2 year period. In the current economic climate, these are figures which are rising all the time. Cuts to public expenditure have impacted particularly badly on housing, and for a number of years now there has been an ideological driven agenda to reduce the role of the public sector in meeting housing need. This has led to an increased reliance on unregulated private sector where levels of fitness and tenants' rights are reduced. In addition, households facing repossession because of difficulties meeting mortgage payments is also on the increase. Of concern to the Workers' Party is the fact that 14 years after the signing of the Good Friday Agreement, housing remains segregated and not just in Belfast. This is the context in which the Department of Social Development Minister Nelson McCausland has announced a housing strategy review for Northern Ireland. If the right approach and decisions are taken, this presents an opportunity to create outcomes that far transcend housing alone, having a positive impact on economic growth, health, development, sustainable communities, tackling sectarianism, to name a few. If the right approach and decisions are taken. Can we be sure the Executive and Assembly will step up to the mark and deliver the better future for housing Northern Ireland deserves? The most urgent and critical need is to build new homes and on a scale that meets the identified need. The draft programme for government 2011-2015 includes a commitment for the provision of 8,000 new homes. That is a figure which the current chairman of DSD committee and the Assembly admits is far short of what is needed to meet housing need and to prevent further levels of homelessness. Yet he is a member of one of the two parties that dominate the executive. Another example of why we need to change the way governance is structured here. In fact, the figure of 8,000 new homes is a step back from the previous figure which gave a commitment to 10,000 new homes, which of course were never delivered upon. A new house building programme would not only address current urgent housing need, prevent homelessness and tackle unacceptable levels of unfitness, but will also be a massive uplift for the local construction industry and provide thousands of badly needed jobs where they are needed most. Some estimates have put the potential new jobs figure as high as 30,000 construction jobs. But we must also, as part of that strategy, review at how housing is delivered and managed. Over the years of Tory rule, there have developed a plethora of voluntary and private interests in the housing sector. This has been accompanied by a decline in the role of the Northern Ireland Housing Executive as a lead body for housing delivery and management. As a public sector body, the Northern Ireland Housing Executive over the last 40 years has seen the redevelopment of an outdated and antiquated housing stock, and in the process has developed an unrivalled expertise and management know-how in the housing sector. When it is public, integrated and fully funded, it has proven to work best. That is a situation we must get back to. Housing is more than homes and jobs. It must also be seen as part of an integrated approach which contributes to the well-being of society as a whole. It has its part to play in delivering not only the safer communities, but healthier communities as well. The economic collapse has also had its impact on local owner-occupiers. Unemployment has led to many families and households facing difficulties making mortgage payments. Applications to the courts for repossessions by banks and financial institutes are rising every month. There are currently no schemes in Northern Ireland, unlike the UK and the Republic of Ireland, to assist those in this situation. The Housing Strategy Review must address this by introducing a mortgage rescue scheme, a preventing possession fund to provide grants interest-free loans, an increased discretionary housing payment budget to address housing benefit shortfalls. The welfare reforms proposals in relation to housing benefit will make this dire situation worse. Northern Ireland housing executive tenants themselves, those under 25 and middle-aged whose children have left the family home, will be most severely hit and financially penalised, leading to increased poverty and debt levels. Because of the shortage of public sector housing, more and more people have been forced into the private rented sector. This has created a number of problems. It is already the case, particularly for those under 25, that the levels of housing benefit payable do not meet the rents charged by private landlords. Already vulnerable people are making up the shortfall, and proposed welfare reform proposals will make the situation worse. Under the laws of the free market and in present conditions of a shortage of public housing, private landlords are free to charge exorbitant rent levels. In many cases, these are for properties which are in a poor state of repair and fitness levels. Tenants' rights in these situations are virtually non-existent, and many people are subject to the whim of landlords who make no pretense at meeting the social need, but are clearly heavily involved in investment in multiple properties. This occurs most commonly in working class areas, where landlords have been involved in aggressively buying up multiple properties. There is an urgent need for a regulatory framework in relation to the private sector, in relation to rent levels. This should also apply to the voluntary sector where rents are also high. Fitness levels and repair issues. Tenants' rights include security of tenure. Numerous studies have confirmed that housing in Northern Ireland remains deeply segregated. Tackling sectarianism and division are political priorities for the Workers' Party. The executive have consistently sidelined this matter and as of yet have failed to respond to the cohesion, sharing and integration strategy. A clear indication of the lack of political will in relation to this matter. 14 years after the signing of the Good Friday Agreement, and in spite of the commitment to promoting integration, there has been no process in achieving this. The Northern Ireland Housing Executive state that 90% of its estates are single identity, and that's not male or female, black or white, but Catholic or Protestant. The issue is not only a Belfast one. A Queen's University study in 2009 showed that the situation was just as bad outside Belfast. Segregation was highest in Derry, Mid Ulster, i.e. Cookstown, Dungannon and Craigavon. The Girdwood Barracks dispute in North Belfast brought housing segregation back into the headlines. In a blatant sectarian carve-up, the DUP and Sinn Féin have proposed a segregated housing development. Of course, language is everything, and according to them, there would be a community hub, which in our view is nothing more than a euphemism for a designer piece work. Last year, the Alliance Party brought to the Assembly a motion calling for a landmark review of segregation, with the aim of eliminating both segregation and discrimination, and a duty on the House Executive to promote and protect all housing as mixed. The motion was rejected 62 votes to 18. In conclusion, we are in a housing crisis. A new house build programme is urgently needed. Northern Ireland Housing Executive must be restored to its role as a lead housing authority. Good housing can play its part in building a safer and healthier society. The private sector must be regulated. Greater help to those in mortgage distress. Oppose welfare reform, which will adversely impact on those housing benefits. Those on housing benefits, sorry. Place homelessness prevention at the forefront of service delivery. A vision of housing delivery that is holistic. And play its part in tackling sectarianism by ending segregation. Thank you, colleagues.